Hey everyone, welcome to the Balanced Dietitian Podcast. I am your host, Marie-Pierre, and for all my English friends out there, you can call me Marie. I am a registered dietitian with a background in psychology. My passion in life is to help individuals heal their relationship with food and their bodies. If you're tired of dieting and tired of restriction, you are at the right place. I'm hoping that this podcast will help and support you as you heal your own relationship with food and your body, and give you the tools, the resources, and the knowledge that you need to finally ditch the diets. Every week, you will be hearing from guest experts and myself on all things food, body, and mind. I am so happy that you're here, and I cannot wait to support you on your journey. Let's get started. Hey everyone, welcome to the Balanced Dietitian Podcast. So today we have a solo episode, and I've realized it's actually kind of been a while since I've done one of these solo episodes. So I am really happy to be here today, and it feels like very intimate. It's so weird, like when I record podcasts, I close my eyes, like I probably look like the weirdest person on this planet. I close my eyes and I imagine like talking to one single person, one of you, just being like intimate and having these real conversation around our relationship to food and our relationship to our bodies. So before we start today, let's take like a moment to check in. I know, well, at the time of this recording, we've been in the pandemic for almost a year. And it has been hard. And I know a lot of my clients, a lot of my group participants are feeling this like COVID burnout of just being overwhelmed, being tired of this. It's been such a long time. And I think we're starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel. And yet it's still really, really difficult. So I wanted us together to just take a moment to check in, seeing how have we been doing? How are we feeling? Really has not been an easy time, and a lot of challenge and arises, especially when we're thinking about healing our relationship with food and our body. In normal circumstances, normal world life, it's hard. It's not an easy task, right? Healing your relationship with food and our body is not an easy task. Doing it in the middle of a pandemic is extremely hard. Right? Doing it in the middle of a pandemic is really hard. It brings it to almost another level. There's already so much stress, so much uncertainty. And it makes sense that when we feel uncertain or overwhelmed, that we want to revert to things that feel familiar. And in the case of our relationship to food and body, often familiar is, you know, diets and restriction. Those are things that although we don't love and they're not great and we probably don't like them as we're doing it, still feels very familiar, right? It's something we're used to, something we've been taught since being like a really young child, things that we have observed through time that we've internalized. So it makes sense that as we are, you know, trotting along in a pandemic, that we may want to revert to things that make us feel safe, makes us feel familiar. And dieting or continuing in disordered eating behaviors is often a way to cope, a way to, you know, refocus our energy, our fears, our confusion, our uncertainty on targeting our bodies, right? Our bodies often take the blame for a lot of the stuff that happens, right? When we're not feeling great, when we're not happy, or when we are feeling in discomfort, targeting that towards our body and then making our body the issue, because that's what we're told. But by making your body the issue, then we are trying to fix it. You know, the time, the mental space, the energy that it takes, takes the mind away from other things. So I just wanted to put that out there, that if you're finding it hard recently, or if you're in the process of healing your relationship to food and to your body, and you're finding that there's a little bit more bumps on the road this time around, or that you are just finding it challenging. There's a lot of friction that it is normal. It is part of that journey that there is ups and downs. And the fact that we are going through this pandemic makes it harder. So this is to tell you to give yourself so much space and so much grace as we are healing. I listened to a podcast not too long ago about the healing process, where they were talking about how oftentimes it's perceived on like social media that like as soon as you decide that you're letting go of diet culture, that like, no, I feel free and life is great and I love my body and I don't care about what anybody else thinks. And they make the process seem very linear and very easy. And the truth is that it's not. It's not an easy thing, and it is not linear. It's full of up and down. It's a very rewarding process and journey, right? Because throughout this process, we are learning to reconnect to ourselves. We are learning to trust ourselves. And that is skills and things that we learn that we're able to use on forever, the rest of time, but then also use to advocate for others, for maybe our children, for our friends, for our family. So it is very worthwhile, but it is not easy. So don't be fooled by social media. If you see, you know, accounts or talking about intuitive eating, talking about the healing process, and that it they make it seem very easy, because the truth is that it's not. But you can do hard things. It's okay if it's not easy, because you're able to do hard things. Okay, I'm going to stop blabbering on and let's get into the content of this episode. So today I really wanted to talk to you guys about restrictions. This is a subject that comes up often with my clients, with my participants, around like restriction and dieting. So today we're just going to dive a little bit deeper on explaining like the types of restrictions, because I think they're also misunderstood, what happens and the harm of restricting, and then the steps to start walking away from it, and the end goal. What are we looking for when we take away restrictions? So let's start with, what are restrictions and what types of restrictions? So oftentimes, when we think of restrictions, we may just think of like the physical restriction of like diets and not allowing yourself to have different foods. And that's definitely part of it. So the first type of restriction is our physical restriction. So this is physically not allowing yourselves to have certain foods. So this can be restricting food groups, which, you know, nowadays could look like not having carbs, not having sugars, maybe not having fat. So cutting out certain food groups. It could also look like restricting calories, right? So overall, maybe not taking away different food groups, but limiting the amount of food that you're having. So that is also a type of restrictions. We can also think in like physical restriction, like actually compensating with exercise, right? Which would mean that we're not fueling our body for the amount of energy that we expend. So using physical exercise as a way to restrict in some way, because we're not giving our body the amount of energy that it needs. So we're not necessarily restricting the food per se, but we're not increasing food to compensate for exercise. So we're actually using exercise to restrict, right? To reduce our food or energy availability. So that could be another way. This is often when we think of restrictions, we think of, you know, these things. And it doesn't mean that you're part of a diet too, right? We can restrict without being part of a fad diet. This is often like a myth when people are like, oh, but I'm not like dieting. You may not be doing a common diet, you may not be doing a fad diet, but you may still be restricting, which can have the same effects as diets itself, right? So even if you're not following like Weight Watchers or keto or Whole30 or, you know, whatever diet of the time that is, you may still be restricting in some ways that can still cause the same effect. Now, the second type of restrictions are the ones that we don't think about as much when we think of restriction, and if they are our psychological restrictions. Psychological restrictions are all our food rules. So all the foods that we're telling ourselves that we can't or shouldn't have, all the foods that we label as good versus bad, It could also be like eating patterns, right? Like beliefs around eating patterns of I can't eat before this time, or I should eat after that time, or I can only eat this if I do that. So kind of those restrictive thoughts that we have around food. So you may still allow yourself to have the foods, but there is still a psychological restriction in terms that there will be either guilt and shame if you follow through with foods that you have labeled as bad. So psychological restrictions will look different and can change over time, but they often come from like our core belief around food and around our bodies. So these can be pretty tricky because some of these almost become subconscious, right? When we try to think of like, think about all the things you believe to be true about food, a lot of these beliefs that we have just become like automatic, right? That like, oh, I believe that this is good. I believe that this is good. I shouldn't eat this if I want to try to lose weight. Eating this will make me gain weight. Like all of these things that tend to lead us into restrictions, right? Both physical and psychological restriction will have very similar outcomes, right? So both type of restrictions will lead us to become more food obsessed. So we will start having more thoughts around food, right? More cravings for food. We're gonna start thinking about food for like most of the day, right? Some clients have reported that they think about food more than half the day, that, you know, it's always, always on their mind, which is actually almost like a protective mechanism from our body, right? Like if we're not fueling our body, we're not giving our body what it requires, it makes sense that your body's like, okay, not getting this, need to like hyper-focus on it because you gotta get it to me, right? Like I need food, you're not fueling me, let me think about food all the time. Which is just really smart. Having restrictions also will decrease satisfaction that we have for food, right? So what happens when we don't feel satisfied with our food, it also impacts our satiety towards food, like feeling satisfied and satiated with food. This will mean that, again, we may find that our hunger and satiety response will be altered if we're not finding pleasure through food. It's also going to decrease our life quality in general, right? Feeling restricted, feeling like we can't, being obsessed around food, not feeling satisfaction with meals does not lead us to have a healthy and happy relationship with food nor with our body. So we see how restriction themselves like can lead to, you know, all of these things. We also know that restriction also lead, whether that is again psychological or physical, will also lead the time of overeating or binge eating, right? So we will compensate in some way. It really gears us towards that like all or nothing thinking on the times when we are restricting, that you're like, yeah, I feel wonderful and I'm like following all the rules and I'm using my willpower and I am so disciplined, to the times where we're like, okay, now we're not feeling good anymore, right? Like I've already had this, might as well have everything. And we fluctuate from that restriction to I'm just going to have all the food now because I haven't allowed myself to have all these foods and I want to have all these foods, right? So we can see how being in a restrictive state is not helpful, right? It leads to food obsession, food dissatisfaction, lower quality of life, possibly overeating and binge eating. And over time, it can also lead to like hormonal dysregulation. It can lead to microbiome dysregulation. It can lead to malnutrition. Like there is a lot of harm that restriction can do. So how do we move away from restriction? That is the golden question. Right? It's not an easy thing. The first thing that I would say is understanding, like, why do we feel the need to restrict? Right? What is our story? What is our core belief around restrictions? Why do I believe that I don't deserve to have food? Why do I believe that I need to earn food? Why do I believe that some food is good and some food is bad and it makes me good versus bad? So if we can understand where those beliefs are coming from and knowing that You know, a lot of them may come just from like, that's what we're taught. And that's the society that we live in. Then understanding the harm of the restrictions. Have these behaviors been helping me and supporting me? Right? Or have they actually caused more harm? And then knowing that in order to find food freedom, in order to heal our relationship with food and to our body, we need to let go of restrictions. Both cannot coexist. We cannot live in a restrictive mindset and restrictive around food as we heal that relationship with food. It cannot coexist. So if you're choosing, and we have a choice, right? We always have a choice to choose what feels best for us and what we want to do. But if you are at a space where you're like, I am ready to heal my relationship with food and my body, that is what I want. I want to live a life where I don't feel restricted. I want to live a life where I'm not always thinking about food in my body. I want to live a life where I can live unapologetically in my body. Then what we need to choose is to walk away from restriction and giving ourselves unconditional permission to eat. And this is scary for many. I know when I first bring up this topic of you have unconditional permission to eat. We don't need to deserve food. We don't need to earn food. All food is free food. All food is good food. It's scary for a lot of people because it's almost like it goes against everything we've learned. But when we are able to allow ourselves that unconditional permission to eat, we're also giving ourselves conscious choice. Choosing what we want, choosing what feels good for us, choosing what nourishes our body. And it's a process, right? Like when we first give ourselves unconditional permission to eat, you are most likely going to lean towards the foods that were forbidden for so long because now they're no longer forbidden. You're probably going to lean towards those fun foods that you've been restricting. And that's okay. That is part of the process. Part of the process is knowing that, you know, we may have a honeymoon period where we're like, all these fun foods, like this is awesome, this is great. But we need to trust the process and trusting our body and trusting ourselves, right? So letting go of restriction can be super scary. And we want to acknowledge that. Scary stuff. And we also want to know that, one, we can do scary things, and two, over time, our nutrition will normalize. It's the trusting process of you being able to trust your body and your body trusting you, right? Now, this is all easier said than done, right? Like telling yourselves like, yeah, I'm allowed all foods, I can do this, is not an easy task when we live in diet culture, when we live in a society that promotes disordered eating, right? Again, things being hard does not mean that we cannot do them, but it may mean that we need a little bit more support, right? We may need a little, like, we may need a team behind us. We may need a tribe, right? We may need a community. We may need just a little bit more guidance. And that's okay, right? Seeking help, getting support. It's not a sign of weakness. It's actually pretty damn courageous, right? To advocate for yourself and get help for yourself so you too can live a life where you're finding food freedom and body peace. So if you are listening to this and you're like, man, yeah, this is what I want, but I think I may need support, or, you know, I've tried to do this by myself and it's not an easy thing, I would encourage you to join us in our next free workshop. So March 24th to 26th, so it's going to be a 3-day workshop. I'm going to be teaching you the first step in starting that healing process. So the workshop itself is called Intro to Start Healing Your Relationship with Food in Your Body. So in this workshop, we're going to go through understanding like the core like mindset shifts that we need to have, as well as like the start in like food freedom and body peace and how to reconnect and trust. These are all things that are really important, the groundwork into healing our relationship with food and our body. So if you're finding yourself stuck in the restricting cycles, I would highly invite you to join us. So you can go to www.thebalancedietitian.com/ workshop, or the link will be in show notes. So I hope this podcast episode was helpful for you to understand the different kinds of restriction and starting to understand the harm behind it and what to do to walk away from restriction. The last thing I want to say quickly is that letting go of restriction does not mean that we are giving up on our health or ourselves. Does not mean that we have no willpower or no control. Does not mean that we no longer care, right? And this is often like fears of like, if I let go, I'll be completely out of control and it means I don't care anymore and I'm giving up. But we're not giving up, right? When we are choosing to let go of restriction, when we are choosing ourselves, we are not giving up on ourselves. We are choosing ourselves. We are advocating for ourselves. We are choosing a life without restrictions, with the freedom to just be, to be authentic, right? To eat, to move, to laugh, to do all the things without having to be controlled by external cues or external pressures. So just know that by choosing a life without restrictions, you are not giving up on yourself. Right? You are choosing you. And it's really cool, actually, because when we think of like diet culture, you know, the purpose of doing all these things is often for weight loss purposes. Like, I'm going to do all these things for me to lose weight. But when we're walking away from that paradigm, we are doing all these things, like, you know, nourishing and moving and hydrating and sleeping and like all the health behaviors, regardless of weight. It has nothing to do with our weight. Nothing, right? Like choosing to do all this because me, myself, I deserve it here and now, regardless of my body, regardless of how my body changes, regardless of how my body looks. So my friend, I hope that this was helpful for you. I hope that you learned something today. If you've been enjoying these podcast episodes, please rate and share. And if you can, I would so appreciate a review on the podcast. I know it takes time. I know sometimes you're like, ugh, don't want to. It's okay to. But a review really helps me spread the podcast around, right? Like send this like anti-diet message to more people. So if you have the time today, I would really appreciate it if you could do that and just give me your honest opinion. What do you like about the podcast? What have you learned? So on that note, my friends, don't forget to join us for the free workshop on the intro to start healing our relationship with food and our body. And I hope you're doing well. I hope you're taking care of yourself, your mental health, and I will catch you in the next episode.